going to finish on BBC One and BBC iPlayer with a comedy that's returning on Friday, the 5th of April. It's called Avoidance, and here's a clip.
Right, Jonathan, I'm going to say this one final time. It is over.
We're here for you.
We're not.
You must realise how impossible you are to live with.
I'm not that bad.
They get your order on pretty much every day.
I know, that's exactly why I can't tell them, because then they'll know I've never mentioned
it. How about you come up with a solution to the problem that was completely your doing?
Okay, and what if I absolutely don't want to do that?
Yep, as you say, another outing for Avoidance and Ramesh Ranganathan. How does he have any time? He seems to be on every single channel doing something. I don't know when he gets to film or when he's with his family. He's always working. But yet, he's back as Jonathan, and he's reinvented himself completely. So for anyone who will have watched this previously will know that Jonathan, played by Ramesh, had at the end of the last series had turned down the chance to get back with his ex Claire, played by Jessica Knappett, and who's also the mother of his son Spencer. And he's already regretting that. You know, we are a year on, but he absolutely regrets that. And this is kind of about him trying to win her back in lots of kind of embarrassing ways, but he looks better, he's got new hobbies, you know. There is a lot of lycra involved, which will give a few laughs. But he's a very awkward sort of character. He, you know, Ramesh kind of plays every part that he plays is like this. He's quite similar. And he's kind of a bit awkward and uncomfortable in scenarios. He doesn't like any conflict. And that gets him into trouble as well, because he's not very direct about things. It's really quite funny. But I find Ramesh funny. So I think it's got really quite good comic timing, where things are said and there's lots of bits that you can relate to, and the child gets embarrassed. In fact, his own child has a cameo at one point too. But I suppose what we're seeing here is them being able to explore new relationships, because him perhaps meeting someone, or his ex, Claire, meeting someone else, and how he deals with her meeting someone else. And the reason behind him not going back in the last series was because he felt that they were better parenting the child apart than together. And of course, he now massively regrets that. And you'll see some funny behaviour as he tries, or I should say embarrassing behaviour, as he tries to win her back. So this is what Ramesh does well. It's just good fun. We'll give you a good laugh and a few relatable bits and pieces in there to boot. What do you think, Ian?
I liked it, and I hadn't seen series one, so probably worth taking a look at that on iPlayer if you didn't catch it. But yeah, really pleasantly surprised by how good Ramesh is as an actor, because it's not a purely comedic role. This is more of a, I guess, kind of more of a comedy drama in a way. And there've been a lot of these sort of bittersweet comedies that recently that are very funny, but also there's a sort of quite a sad note as well. And there certainly is with Jonathan, who's kind of a what you might call a beta male. He really can't kind of take ownership of his own life, you know, and he's always being kind of pushed along by his sister and her wife. And yeah, as you say, as we rejoin, that there's potential new love interest. So yeah, his ex is going out with Brett now, played by Matthew Lewis. And I like the fact that often when the new love interest comes in, they're often sort of portrayed as a bit of a baddie in a way, aren't they? But not in this case. He seems like quite a nice bloke. Whereas for Jonathan, well, hello, Aisling B is expressing an interest playing this character, Megan. So, yeah, I think it's really nice. It's quite low-key. And I love episode one because there's a sort of school PTA sort of fundraiser, and I won't spoil it, but Jonathan plans this kind of this big display of his sort of emotions that goes badly wrong, but it's very funny. I enjoyed it, and I will actually go back and have a look at season one on iPlayer.